talk about that video I just showed you.
Man, that's not real, man. That dude cannot be real.
He is real. He only got 12 million views off that. He got other songs.
12 million views off that foolishness, and then, you know, people that actually put some real talent into it.
Can't even get a million views.
But
this fool got 12 million singing. Just terrible.
Sound like shit. Let's be honest.
And he's serious, too. He put out, he got diss songs and stuff on.
Dissing who? Who can he diss?
He had a song dissing Drake. So, I don't know. It's terrible. But it's YouTube. It's the YouTube generation. Everybody can make money off that crap. So, he got saved by it on iTunes. So, I guess you got to pick it up on iTunes.
This is why we went on break. No. But,
yeah.
What's up? It's been a while. What up?
World.
I don't know what to call our listeners. I don't know what to call them.
Just call them...
Get it inners, I don't know.
Oh, just call them listeners right now.
Listeners.
Fans.
Fans, listeners. People of all ages. We got a new show. We got another show up.
Yeah, we got another show up. I guess it's my return. I've been gone from the show for months.
Yeah, because the last show we did, I did it with Shark the Shotgun.
Yeah.
So I figured this time, let's do it with you. Get your perspective on things.
Yeah.
On how stuff is going.
Shout out to Shark the Shotgun. He at work right now.
Yeah.
Y'all had a show. I couldn't make it. I think I was working. So, I'm back after a long month hiatus. Not because I wanted to, just because our schedules didn't line up.
I mean, for the most part now, the reason why we don't have shows is because it's hard now to get all three of us together, let alone just two of us. And I mean, we want to have a show all the time, but you know,
it make it hard. It's kind of hard making shows line up,
but we still doing it though. We figure we get the people what they want.
Yeah, give them another show.
Give them another show. I mean, a lot of gaming stuff between
the last time you was on,
but like not a significant amount anyway. So,
Well, let's just jump in straight into
it. Let's jump into today.
Titanfall came out. And you came over today. I picked it up last night. And how you feel
about
it?
But you had time to play with it. By the time I came in, you was what, level 7?
Yeah, level 7. Well, you level up kind of fast.
And then I got on and I leveled you up like level 10, 11? I mean...
Yeah, sure.
It was...
I had a little bit more also extra time because I was part of the beta.
Right.
So I also had a little bit more extra time with it. Right. So I knew how to play it a little bit, but it came out last night.
I wasn't part of the beta. I joined in and I picked it up pretty quick. I was wall jumping within like, I don't know, about time, you know.
Yeah, I want to ask you how you feel about the game. Like, how you like it? How you feel about it?
Do I like it? Mm-hmm. There's a bear shit in the woods, as you said. You can't really say next gen, but like as far as evolution of games, what I want out of games. This is what I want. I want
next generation.
I want possibility. I want freedom. I want possibilities. There's so many ways to do so many things, and we'll have to get into another game too that I think does it. And this is what I want: freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Titanfall, you know, the Titans come down. They can land on somebody. So many stuff can just happen. Within a match.
And it's not a cutscene.
It's not a cutscene. You know, you can describe Titanfall to somebody. You know, 12 other people give you different stuff on what happened on a particular map or whatnot. The wall jumping and the versatility of what all the stuff you can do. And I'm hoping, you know, they expand with, you know, DLC and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah, they already got a season pass.
The possibilities is just, it's incredible. And one thing I wanted to say while I was playing, there's no camping.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on the move. There is no camping.
Yeah.
You can't, you getting choked, you getting your neck broke,
getting kicked,
you getting blown up.
Yeah.
And I give credit to the developers too. They really don't give any like legit places to sit around and camp. Mm-hmm. You get your spots for when you like capture the flag or domination. I think this is called, but still you can't. You pick your spot. You're gone. You boom. Because it's crazy.
Yeah. Overall, I think I love the game. It's a little campaign. I haven't played it yet, which I wish maybe they had a longer campaign. I'm hearing the campaign's only like 2 hours long.
Right.
But the graphics is high. I like the game a lot. Like, I have no problems with the game whatsoever. I like it a lot. I like it better than Call of Duty's multiplayer. I could play Call of Duty multiplayer some. Right. But I like this multiplayer more. Titans dropping everywhere. You got people on the thing. But the good thing is, the computer, you don't know if you're shooting computer or you're shooting people, because the computer play real good, too. Yeah, the AI play good, too.
The Titan element, too, it just make it so much grander as opposed to Call of Duty. Which, really, to be honest with you, I haven't really played one since Call of Duty. No, I played Modern Warfare. I played, like, your version. But I never played the multiplayer in that. And it just looked like just run and shoot. You know, you run, either someone is camping or someone is doing that. But I play other multiplayer games. And again, this reminds me of Syndicate. Yeah. Like, as far as... Now, granted, it's two different, like, genres. But still, as far as, like, multiplayer with people cooperating and, you know, getting stuff together, it's fun and it's frantic, too. I mean, Titanfall came out first, but I kind of wish it was like a Gundam game like this, because I'd have been all over that shit.
Yeah.
But, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I wish that, yeah, I hope in the future there's some way to customize or personalize people's Titans or whatnot, or your outfit or whatnot. But that's cosmetic. That's not actual gameplay stuff. But yeah, the shotgun, I like the shotgun, I like the semi-automatic. Ejecting when your Titan blows up is kind of satisfying, because when you eject and you see that big explosion and you see on the side it took out four dudes, it's kind of like, wow. Yeah. And then also too, people need to shut up too, because what, six player teams?
Yeah, it's six players, but then also you get pretty much it's 6-on-6, right? But also you can have your Titan drop down as another person.
Yeah.
And you can still, you don't have to be in a Titan.
Yeah, you don't have to be
in
it.
It's kind of, if you ask me, it's kind of like, 12v12.
Yeah.
And also, you still got the AI running around.
Well, and also, too, like the 6-on-6, at least you guarantee the game. I really do hate where, you know, it's 25-on-25 and like first 2 months the game come out, or, you know, you gotta wait till DLC come out for a lot of people to be on it.
Yeah.
But at least here, you're at least guaranteed something. And then even if there's not enough players, you got computer still running around doing stuff. So
overall,
I enjoy it.
Yeah, overall, I think it's a good game. It's a good start of the generation. And while you was playing that, I didn't notice.
Right.
But you was like, I was like, oh yeah, yeah. Because this is the start of the generation. This is why I picked up the next generation systems when they come out. Also, before I go on, I should say, I should give a special shout out to Outlast on PS4.
Yeah, that how game, was that?
Or Call the Police on it. It's hot.
I was about to say, I seen stuff. I know it was free for PlayStation Plus.
It's free. And also, they're going to have DLC coming out in April. But man, that game's scary. You don't get no gun. You got this big dude chasing you.
What?
Oh, yeah. And you record everything. And like the blood.
Is like it like a found footage kind
of game? If you want it to be like that, you can, first of all, you can walk around with the camera if you want.
Right.
And you can also record. If you record the stuff, you're able to put it in your notes and stuff like that. But yeah, that game's hot. I like it. I think I'm maybe about 40 to 50% done with it. I think I got maybe another half to go of it. But I like that game a lot, so I give a special shout out to that.
Yeah.
So I've been playing that a lot. But and as far as, I was saying before I gave the special shout out to Outlast, I was watching Butterball 20 play.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, this started a new Jurassic is why I got them. I mean, that's a lot of games and stuff. I like rides and stuff. Just actually feel like, okay, this can't be done on 360, which it is coming to 360. It is. Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean. Like, it's just, like, a new experience.
The fluidity. Yeah. I mean, it is very free-flowing as far as getting into a game, doing things within the game without any kind of, I mean, even if you have, like, you really don't see it.
Yeah.
You really don't see it.
And I was like, oh, yeah, some new stuff coming out. He's like, man, Metal Gear Solid come out next week. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
Ground Zeroes. Yeah. But, because since March started, I kind of been going through all the Metal Gear games. Mm-hmm. I started with Metal Gear Solid. I'm almost done with that. Then I'll move the collection series that I got on the 360. Because the only one I haven't actually played is Peace Walker. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's on the collection. Yeah, that's on the collection too. But I haven't beaten 4 either.
Oh.
So
I think I got very close to beating 4. I got to the part where Vampire, I think I had to inject him or something in his chest or something. I just gave up. I said, forget it.
But Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes comes out next week, $30.
I'm gonna get that.
Whatever you have it on, you know. Yeah,
and I didn't even know it was coming to PS4 and Xbox One. I just thought it was on Xbox 360 and PS3 because since the last time I did the show, I really haven't been listening to a bunch of gaming podcasts.
I haven't either.
I stopped listening to. I listened to. Pretty much one gaming podcast now. That's At the Video Game Jocks.
Right.
I think they're kind of similar to us, like what we do. Like we see stuff, but we don't really comment. We really don't care.
Right.
We don't stuff like that.
You know, we talk about resolution.
Yeah.
Look at Titanfall. Who the fuck cares about a goddamn resolution? If you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
but yeah.
Some of the shows I used to listen to, I don't listen to anymore. Just because it's the same stuff over and over again. Like
it's usually the same debates, you know, what you get in PS3, PS4, Xbox One debate, Nintendo is failing.
I just think it's stupid.
It's just dumb and
it gets old real fast. And honestly, it can take your enjoyment away of playing.
It really can, so. Especially like now because you have these, I own a PC, so I enjoy every, I have the best experience. It's like, well, no, you don't. It's kind of like, okay, that's kind of like another system, but like, okay, you have it.
Yeah.
Like,
then again, it is the internet, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
It just gets old, and even like some of the reviewers I used to listen to, I don't even like bother to go to their sites anymore because it's just like so, like they take stuff so seriously. I'm not going to mention no, they take it seriously. Writing a review for a game. Oh, I got to write this review for a video game. If I don't do this, it's like the world's crisis. It's just like, dude, just you're writing about video games.
Right.
Give it a rest. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
So, like, that stuff, that kind of self, I have to do this on video games. It's like, usually you just review.
And then, like, some people, when they review games, just like how they review, that's why I don't listen to some movie reviewers now, because also along with the review, they want to put their personal stuff in with it. Just like for example, like the new RoboCop movie came out.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm just saying like a review. Well, it's not the original. Of course it's not the original. It's a reboot. Mm-hmm. You have the original. Go watch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, That gets on my nerves, and that's just like, I'm not going to talk about nobody at work, but I had a discussion with somebody at work about the Hunger Games movies. It was like Catching Fire. I heard that's hot. Oh, well, the Hunger Games isn't anything, but it's just Battle Royale. I was like, well, no, because Battle Royale is 2 movies.
Dude.
Hunger Games is like, what, like 3 books, and it's geared toward younger audiences anyway. It's actually, the movies are geared toward kind of everybody can kind of watch them. You can't put better. I mean, that's not in it. I mean,
yeah, I got it. Okay, the Hunger Games, like when I was little, we had the books in school and stuff like that, and of course we can rent them out,
right?
And so that's fine. I think I had read the first one in school because it was a class assignment or whatever, something right. like that. But I didn't read the second one and the third one.
Right.
But so I ended up getting the movie, of course, when it came out. Mm-hmm. Man, I watched that movie 3 days straight.
I liked them. The first one, yeah.
I can't comment on the second one yet. I haven't watched it yet. But the first Hunger Games, Call the Police on internet.
Yeah.
And it actually blew my entertainment speak out. I had to end up replacing entertainment system. The part where the dogs come out.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
The dogs come out the end. It blew one of my speakers out. So I had to go replace the whole entertainment system because it blew one of my speakers out.
Man.
Yeah. And it wasn't really loud. It just came out of nowhere. Like the dogs was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And
it just came out of nowhere.
It was one of those freak things. But as far as movies go, yeah. you know, I definitely don't read any movie reviews because I watch a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
And
but that's what I was.
And it goes to video games too. Now I'm just going to enjoy the games. Like you said, I didn't even know Metal Gear Solid came out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I don't care about any game. I don't care. This stuff is
how long I don't care how long the game is.
It's just like
stupid
I said,
stuff like that.
Like if you read this stuff can really take your enjoyment away from video games, just sitting arguing about stuff. Just enjoy it and be happy
and
with
sometimes
it.
Kind of spoil the game too.
Oh, yeah, but see, I really don't worry about that because I don't really go for that
no,
stuff.
No, not like, it's not like spoilers, but like, you read somebody's review and they have all this kind of stuff. It's like, well, I'm still going to get it, but
I
don't
even
take
that
take away from me, but it's just like, ugh.
No, I don't even read any reviews. If I'm going to get a game, I'm going to get a game.
Yeah.
I don't worry about reviews no more, but the podcast I listen to is just like, it's always picking something apart from a game, or this game doesn't do this in this game. It gets
like the developer, a developer or something.
It gets very old, and now, you know, the big thing is PS4 is out selling Xbox One, which is okay. It's not even not an issue. Okay, if it is, it is. It's good. Just enjoy the games you got. If you get a PS4, enjoy the games. If you get an Xbox One, enjoy the games. You don't need to sit and fight over them. And there's people that have both, and they still nitpick, oh, this game's not next generation, and this system's not next gen. It's like, then why? I don't get it. It's like, you're wasting your breath. It's just a waste of time. Just enjoy the game.
Just play the game.
Yeah, just always putting down, either putting down Sony or either putting down Nintendo, even putting down Microsoft. It just gets old.
And another thing, too, that gets on my nerves, too, when people say, people have the graphics arguments,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really specify what they mean by graphics.
Yeah.
They just mean by, oh, it looks ultra realistic instead of stylish or whatever particular art style the game actually goes for. They just say graphics because it doesn't look ultra realism. It's not going to, I'm about to say.
Okay, when you came in and played Titanfall, how was those graphics?
They look gorgeous.
That's all that matters.
It didn't really matter. I mean, yeah, it didn't really matter.
And then go the same for PS4 and all. If a game's good, it's good. No matter the graphics. You look at some. We used to play PlayStation games like that.
Right.
So, come on, man.
Man, we was blown. Man, I'm telling you right now. We was blown away when we saw Code Veronica.
Yeah.
Like, on the demo. Like, on the Dreamcast demo disc. We was like, oh, shit.
That's real life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then people sitting complaining. But I just can't believe this. These are adults. It's like 40 years old.
Yeah, they're older than us. Like, I remember, like, back in the day. Like, the competition for home consoles was the arcade. You used to go to the arcade, like, oh, shit, tag tournament look hot. Because you see the little muscle, you know, you see the shaders and the muscle joint. Now, nowadays, it's like, well, we really don't have anything to compare it against.
All the games look good now.
Yeah, every game looks
good. I don't think in a long time I've never seen a game that looks really, really, really bad.
Even some shovelweight games, just like, well.
Yeah, because.
It's like, I mean, it doesn't look bad.
If you listen to some of these shows I used to listen to, they compare, oh, this game, our graphics look terrible. It's like, what are you looking at?
Or people be like, oh, well, the graphics look terrible. That game came out in 2008.
Yeah, I just don't know. It just gets old very fast, and I don't even bother with it anymore. I just don't listen to the podcast. I listen to Video Game Jocks. Mm-hmm. Because they just funny. They're a bunch of idiots like we are. So, besides that,
and then also, I know you don't have this problem, but I have this problem because sometimes people listen to the show or whatnot, and then mm-hmm. they'll try to debate me on video games. It's just like, well, I'm not having this conversation with you. I have a show to debate video games with somebody that I know I'll debate video games with instead of somebody who was 17 and grew up with PlayStation 2.
Yeah, because even our other shows, we would go debate with each other.
Yeah.
But it was
We still know where we're coming from. Yeah,
and that's not all, well, I'm going to just totally talk crap about this.
And I'm right because I talk louder than you.
Yeah, and also,
I hate that.
I almost got a Wii U. I seen one at Costco or Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Only thing it was refurbished, so okay. I wasn't sure about it.
Right.
For $179.
Was it a black one or a white Wii U? Well, it don't even matter at this point.
I think it came with Super Mario Brothers for $179.
Damn.
And I was like, no. Okay. I didn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but wow.
That's the only thing as far as gaming-wise. I'm still playing games and stuff.
Right.
I'm still pretty much... If you want Xbox Live, you can find me, Dirty Devil 22.
Right.
Dirty Devil 22. Yeah. You know, PSN, I'm still Dirty Devil 22. So I'm on both systems.
Right.
So I'm not going to really touch on a bunch of games I've been playing. You can look up and see what I've been playing or add me to your friends list and see what I've been playing. Like a couple people did. Added me to my friends list or, right. You know, asked for friends requests, which is fine. I'll always accept you guys' friends requests.
Right.
So you said... I know you in the middle of soon you'll probably end up going to get a system, but you said you holding off of something else. So what's going on?
I'm in the middle, okay, because I'm in a big kind of I don't know what you call it, but you know I want to get one of the new systems.
Uh huh.
I want to try to get one as early as I can.
Uh huh.
And then try to get one later in the year.
Yeah.
But before I get, because I'm going to get a system before I get an Xbox One or PS4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, that's nothing wrong with that. I thought you...
No.
Oh, you're getting that first.
I'm getting that first.
Oh, okay.
Because, and also too, I'm getting it this month.
Uh-huh.
Because if you go online right now and register in Nintendo Club, it's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. Register your Nintendo DS. You get Pokemon X and Y free.
What?
Yeah. They did this a month ago. You get a Zelda the Minish Cap? Yeah. They email you a download code, download to your SD card, you got it.
Okay.
This month is Pokemon X or Y. Registered on Nintendo Club. You gotta register and all that other stuff. Register your console, they send you a download code.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, every month, I don't know if it's every month or every other month, they have free games. It's just kind of like
the games for Gold or PSN?
Yeah, PSN.
Which is actually good. We got to give Sony a special shout out for that, because wasn't nobody doing that.
Wasn't nobody doing that before. Now everybody's doing it. Now everybody's doing it now.
You know how many free games I got on PS3 right now? I got Devil May Cry and I didn't have to pay for
DMC? One. Okay, yeah.
The new one? It's a bunch of them.
And then also, too, yeah, I need to re-up my PlayStation Plus.
Oh, true, yeah, because right now they got some hotness. You get Tomb Raider on PS3 for free.
But see, I already.
Oh yeah, I know you already got it.
I already got it. But still, I know that.
There's more stuff coming.
It's definitely some more stuff coming. But I'm gonna get a 3DS and that game. Yeah, and the SD cards you can get them.
Yeah, I know. But you can get your 3DS. You're gonna want to do a shell, so yeah.
You can just run and grab one, and then like. There's about like maybe two or three other games I want to get.
Pick it up when you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. Oh, I'm not surprised. But I thought you was talking like something else, but no, I'm not surprised.
Well, I want to get a PS2, but I mean they like dirt cheap, so I'm not. Even
oh yeah, that don't.
But that don't even count though. Yeah. But I'm figuring out which I don't know which one. I honestly don't know which one to get first.
Well, I'm not gonna say which way, but I just want to know which one are you leaning to right now. If today, right now, if
I had the money. I would probably go now. This is the only stippling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I would get the Titanfall Xbox One bundle.
Oh yeah, because it also
because it comes with the game.
True.
That would say that now. If it was just a regular Xbox One, well then I get a PS4. And also too, on Xbox One, there's kind of more games I want to play.
That's how I was too.
It's four against maybe two or three.
Yeah.
For the PS4, but that's kind of what I'm leaning to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, only if it came for Titanfall, because Titanfall is hot, as seen today. Yeah. And then, like, also, too, there's some other stuff, too, that I want to get on PS4. Like I want to play Killzone. Playing Outlast. I want to play Outlast.
Yeah. It got some good games. I had Knack. I really didn't like it that much.
Right. I heard a lot of not really liking it. And the game freezing up and...
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the freezing up problem, but I didn't like it.
Okay.
See. Like, it got really boring to me. I didn't like it. But Outlast is that fire. Mm-hmm. Killzone is okay, too. But right now, if, like, I had to pick a game...
Right.
I would probably pick Outlast right now. It's my favorite game on PS4 right now.
Okay.
But then again, you know, it's stuff coming up.
Infamous coming up. Infamous was one of the ones that I was like, well, if I get a PS4, that would be kind of ones I get. Because I hadn't beat the first Infamous, but I played it. I have Infamous too, but, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like the first two Infamous, but just like this one is going to be good. I think it comes out the 21st. I think it does. But it comes out in March. Yeah, that's what I thought the next game was going to be for me until you said Metal Gear Solid.
And also, too, it's like, well, with Ground Zeroes, I know if you pre-order, you can get stuff. Your save stuff transfers over to 5.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever
system you get. Whatever system you get it on, just make sure you can transfer your stuff over. What else? You get exclusive stuff for your mother base mm-hmm. on Metal Gear Solid 5. But that's another game too where it's just like it's just freedom to do stuff. Have you watched
Metal Gear, I like to be surprised.
I'm not talking about the story stuff. No, I'm not talking about the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about game.
The only thing I've seen was the game trailers. I don't want to know nothing else. So stop.
Oh my god.
I'll wait till next week.
You're gonna lose your shit next Tuesday.
Oh my god. If this is just kind of like
it's definitely a prelude to the stuff 5 coming. But oh my god. Yeah. This could be an own game.
Also, Thief came out.
Yeah.
And also Plants vs. Zombies came out.
And Donkey Kong Tropical Tropical Freeze.
So we should say those games also came out. I just didn't.
Pretty good. They have the demo and the kiosks mm-hmm. and I played it. It's Donkey Kong and I kinda like it. I mean it took now granted. I'll be the first to say it's like Wii U. It's like about time an actual game came out, but mm-hmm. still they have stuff. Yeah, like I said, like being a part of Club Nintendo, you register your Wii U, you get 10 cent games mm-hmm. whenever they have it. And then if you buy stuff digitally, you get money back mm-hmm. so you can buy other games. Super Metroid for 10 cents. I got, Mario, the Super NES Mario game for 10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah,
I picked up Ninja Gaiden Razor's Edge for $15.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
I never had a Wii, so I've been getting old Wii games. So
yeah, but yeah, that's far as we should say like Xbox. They introduced Twitch, it's already on PS4 already, but Xbox works so you can just say Xbox broadcast.
Right.
As far as PS4 Twitch stream goes, it's still stuff going on there that probably shouldn't be going on there.
Yeah.
A couple was smoking weed on there, then their mentally challenged kid came in the room and people just start saying nasty stuff about the kid. You know she's handicapped.
Yeah.
So the kid was walking funny. And one of the comments was like, it looked like she just got dicked down. That's why she's walking funny. So, I mean, that stuff like that is terrible. Also, some couple did a show. And they was just having a show. And they was just calling people names and stuff like that. And people in the comment section, they was giving it right back to them. So, I thought PlayStation said they was going to try to stop that as much as they can, which they probably are, but they still got some work to do if it's just about games, because holy moly.
Yeah, I about to say, and also, too, this is one of the downfalls, too. Because you made Twitch and streaming games so accessible, not everybody needs to be on that.
Sure, but...
I mean,
like I said, they said they're blocking and banning people.
Yeah.
So, they're probably going to do more work on it to get that stuff out of there, but yet...
Yeah, I know, but yeah, don't everybody don't need a camera.
But that's all I got for games. Like I said, if you want to keep up with me on games, just add me to PSN or Xbox, because I'm on there. You can see what I've been playing. That's all I got for games.
The Batman trailer came out.
Yeah, I don't care. It's too far away.
Yeah, about to say it just, and also too, it's like fucking Origins just came out. DLC for that about to come out.
Yeah, I seen the Batman trailer. I didn't watch it like I seen it up there.
Right.
It's too far away. It's gonna be next gen. So right now, I don't care.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the games too. That I was kind of like, I need to figure out what I'm going to get. And
yeah, and plus, it's like too far away.
It's too far away. Yeah,
it'll probably show up again at E3, and of course, we'll have an E3 show.
Yeah,
so I figure stuff like that. Yeah, they got announced, but once we know more stuff about it, now I don't want to get too hyped, and the game don't come out until November. Or December. Like, right now, I'm more excited about the stuff, like, you said, like, Metal Gear Solid. Yeah. I didn't know. I'm like, okay. So now, I got some. I can't wait till next week now. Stuff that's more current and coming out. Mm-hmm. That stuff later, months away, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm not too into Destiny. Right. And that's supposed to come out soon. Maybe when it come out more, I'll get more excited about it. But that's not a game I'm really, really excited about. So, of course.
I think after Titanfall, people need to step their game up.
True. Oh yeah, that's
because it can't just be man versus alien or man versus whatever, and just run and shoot.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to bring something else.
That's what I mean. And this is only the first Titanfall. Maybe if this one goes well, maybe they'll make another one.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna get better. Maybe it'll be on PS4, so everybody else can chance to experience it.
Right.
So the more the merrier. We do know that Titanfall is just gonna be on Xbox One because they paid the money. So
right.
PS4 can't get it. But hey, go get a PS4. Go get a cheap Xbox 360. Get a PC and play it because the game's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Yeah.
So that's all we got for games. Unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
No.
So yeah, Metal Gear Solid coming out soon. Infamous coming out soon. Those are two next on my list that I'm probably gonna get. Definitely Metal Gear Solid. I didn't know that was coming out till today. As far as movies go. The Oscars was a couple weeks ago.
The Oscars is on, man. I want to be mad.
I'm tired of slave movies, man.
I am too. Why?
I don't know. I'm just tired of them.
How come every, like...
I'm just tired of them.
Now, me personally, I'm just like, okay, well, it is nice that these movies come out to show America our history and stuff like that. But
it's like one every couple months.
It's like one every couple months, and then the only ones that the only movies that actually get any real accolades is a slave movie.
Yeah, I'm getting.
It's kind of like
I'm getting a little. I seen Django. I got a lot. Django was good.
Yeah,
and it was funny too. Like Django was funny in some parts because Jamie Foxx did do a good job in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was good. I don't want to see 12 Years to a Slave. I do want to see Wolf of Wall Street because I like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
But I like him. I don't want to see that movie. So the Oscars was here. I guess it was pretty normal for Oscars. Not too
crazy. Although I do want to be that pizza man right by now, man.
So he got $1,000 tip.
He got a tip.
Yeah.
And then they ordered pizza from him like the next day on the Ellen show.
That's terrible, man. If that was the case, we all should go get Pizza Hut jobs. As far as movies go, like I said, I've been gone a while.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to name off all the movies I've seen. I'll just give a couple highlights. I like Two Guns. I like Fast and... I think I was on here already. Six? Yeah, I think I was on here when I talked about that.
No, you didn't see it one last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or Call the Police on that movie.
Yeah.
I feel sorry about Paul Walker passing away.
Yeah.
But that man, Fast 6, man, movies. That movie's hot.
And then the end, too. It's just like, let's go.
When he showed up, because I don't want to spoil it if they haven't seen it. When he showed up and what he did to you know who.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, it's about to get real.
Yeah, I wanted to say,
it's about to get real. And I know, you know, the next one that he's going to be in there with The Rock. But yeah. If that was a real fight, man, The Rock would beat the snot out of him.
Yeah, man.
The Rock would beat the snot out of him.
Man, especially like in this one, too. Mm-hmm. In Fast 6? Mm-hmm. The Rock looked like Chris Redfield, man. He's jacked. Man, there's a scene where he's sniping. And it's like, man, he's the biggest dude to be sniping, trying to snipe somebody, man. He's the most. He is hard. How can you not find him?
True. That's true. Also, I've been going back and watching a little old movies. I mean, I know I didn't probably tell you. I watched Jumanji. Oh, yeah.
With the young Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. I watched Jumanji, man. That movie dark, too, man. We see a lot of dark movies on here, and we talk about
Doesn't the hunter guy get eaten by something?
Yeah.
Or the tiger eat him or something?
The hunter guy just wandering around wanting to kill.
Yeah.
Wanting to kill.
Kill the little boy.
Yeah. And it was kind of sad. And then what happened, David Allen Greer, this fool, you know, he's in a movie.
Yeah.
He gets fired for messing up the shoes and stuff. Like, the movie's just, that's a dark movie. But I end up watching that. Also, I picked up a couple other old movies. I picked up Gremlins. I haven't watched it yet, but we all know how Gremlins they are. Gremlins,
yeah.
We got to talk about this. The movie Carrie, the remake.
The remake. Okay, yeah, I haven't seen the remake.
Man, that movie's good. That movie's good.
Sissy Spacek?
What's that? I think, no. The lady that was in Hannibal, I forgot her name. Clara? I forgot. The lady with the... Julianne Moore. I think that's her. Okay,
it's Julianne Moore.
Man, she tore the roof off that movie. Man, I like her in that movie. Crazy Mom. Oh, yeah. She done it. That movie was good. I also seen a couple other highlights was Empire State with The Rock in it, of course. And Thor's brother, real life brother. I forgot his name. Crimson Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth, yeah. Yeah, in the Expendables movie.
Yeah, he was good. Oh, I watched the Expendables movie, too. Chuck Norris.
I like that one.
That movie was okay.
The last 20 minutes though, just goes balls to the wall, and
John McCall Van Damme in that movie, man.
Okay, that's one of the downfalls. Like I like John. We grew up watching John Claude Van Damme, Double Impact, Sudden Impact.
Yeah,
was it
Double Time? What was that one where he was Time Cop?
Yeah, Time Cop.
Yeah, so
we Universal Soldier.
Yeah.
But like, okay, I like him as a villain in it, but he really doesn't do anything. He's only in like two scenes.
Man.
I kind of wish they did more with him.
That man. He was in the movie, man. I couldn't believe it, man. But at the end of the movie, I don't care. We spoiling this movie because it's an action movie. So him and Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting They take off the belts and stuff, man. I got up and I started clapping. I was like, it's about to go down. But I think the end, how it ended, man, they could afford a little bit longer and really beat the crap out of each other some more a little bit. Because when he grabbed the chains and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought like he was going to like, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the movie, he did give it to him.
Yeah.
But I wanted them to maybe beat him up a little bit more. Because remember, if you think about Jean-Claude Van Damme, he was a real evil villain. Like, he was taking a key
And stuff. Yeah,
he was blowing. He was going to blow up.
Kicking knives in dude's chest. Yeah.
He was going to take the whole village. He was going to take the whole village. And he came back for the women, then the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, he was basically, like, I don't know, Saddam Hussein or something.
That's what I'm saying. They should have did. They could have did more of him. But, I mean, you know, it's whatever. But, like, Chuck Norris, I thought he was funny. Actually, his birthday was Monday.
Man, this fool.
He like 78.
This fool. Lone wolf. Man. if you don't know, Chuck Norris has a love-hate relationship with us. Sometimes we was forced to watch it. Sometimes we was forced to watch it. And sometimes we watched it because it was just stupid.
It was just on. And like, you know, you talk to us about Walker Texas Ranger anytime, you know, with him and the Sammo Hung mashup where he going martial law, then Sammo Hung going Walker, or like the one episode where, if you guys watch Lost, where Sawyer shows up and he's an abusive husband.
Yeah, so Chuck Norris always have a special place. Some of the newer releases that came out that I haven't had a chance to watch. Mm-hmm. Thor, I tried to watch that.
I actually have not seen it.
I actually fell asleep on it. I had just got off of work. I got 30 minutes into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I'm just going to cut this off and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Also did the same thing with Gravity. I tried to watch that after work.
No, that, 30 you got to be up to watch that.
Yeah, I was out.
Yeah, you got to be up.
Jaws. I have the old...
I'm about to say this. The new Jaws came out?
Yeah, oh, no, the old one. I haven't watched it yet. Like I said, The Hunger Games, I haven't watched yet. So it's a lot of movies I haven't watched yet that I bought. Last couple of newer movies I watched, I did watch Despicable Me 2.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch Epic. I didn't even know Beyonce was in that movie.
What, Epic?
Yeah. Surfboard. Raining on that. We're raining. I was like, okay. But yeah, she in that. That was okay. Despicable Me was good too. I gave both of them away this last past weekend.
Okay.
As a couple of movies because I had so many people tweeting to win the contest for Despicable Me. I was like, I'll just go ahead and do Epic. Epic was okay. Epic was about a 7. Beyonce in it for a little while. I don't want to get no spoilers away, but she get dealt with. Of course she get dealt with. I'll leave it at that. Despicable Me was real good too. And a couple other movies I want to watch that I haven't watched yet is like Fright Night 2. Mm-hmm. That's another one of these
slasher movies.
Yes, vampire movies I haven't watched yet.
Fright Night 2.
So yeah, everybody know me. I still give movies away. If you follow me on Twitter, I do it every Friday or every weekend now. So thus far as movies go for me, you got any movies you want to touch on?
Not really any movies because I really haven't seen anything. To be totally honest with you, a lot of trailers though. I mean, the new Transformers trailer came out with Mark Wahlberg. I mean, I know I'm gonna like the action scenes because Michael Bay can do action scenes, so don't bother me. The new Godzilla trailer.
Oh yes. Now that's the trailer I did watch. That trailer make the come with me.
Darn. Make the Darn. Here, the Andrew Broderick.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park and Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that. But I'm Let's watching ship that.
Doritos.
Yeah. I'm watching that Godzilla trailer. Made me want to go and look at Cloverfield again.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Cloverfield monster, man. Those monsters look like resistance monsters.
Yeah, they did.
So yeah. As far as movies go, like I said,
so you did the one from Super 4, Super 8.
Oh yeah, true. That's a good movie too.
That's a good one. But yeah, that monster just reminded me of Resistance too. But what I said, the Godzilla one.
Did you see the one with Batista in it?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
That looked good too. I like the chip. What was it? What's that little animal in the movie?
The raccoon.
Yeah, the raccoon. I think I'm gonna like that.
He's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That's gonna be hot.
And Vin Diesel is the tree thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the voice of the tree thing. What's the guy's name? Bradley Cooper is the voice of the raccoon.
Yeah. Batista, of course.
Yeah, but yeah, he's another. How he gonna hide from anything?
True, man. He's huge too.
He's jacked up too. But
so that's so you had any more movies you want to touch on?
Captain America comes out soon.
Oh yeah, true.
I saw I didn't see it, but Need for Speed trailer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that movie. I'll watch it, of course, but that's one of the movies I'm not looking forward to seeing and stuff like that. I'm just gonna be honest, man, because I think what's that guy that's in Dan? I think Kid Cudi's in that movie. So if that's who that black guy was in that movie, and that was Kid Cudi. Ugh, I'll just leave it at that. So yeah, all that stuff's out. So that's all about movies and stuff. Also, if you want to talk about a movie or something, you can just hit me up on Twitter. Hit us up all on Twitter. Also, we gotta give a special shout out to It's Monkey Boy too. He's probably in school right now.
He should be.
We gotta touch on wrestling a little bit because they launched the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I didn't get it yet. I'm probably going to end up getting it eventually because it's every single WWE pay-per-view ever. WCW pay-per-view ever. Every ECW pay-per-view ever.
Well, how did they do the broadcasting?
It's video on demand.
Oh, okay.
And then you get, it's $60,
mm-hmm.
but you get every single pay-per-view from now on free. Every pay-per-view match ever you can watch.
Damn.
They got, oh yeah, it's hot. They got regular programming on there. They do WrestleMania rewinds on
That's
there.
What I was, yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
They got top 10 countdowns. So even if you don't watch the stream, because it's basically a network.
Right.
They stream stuff every day. Like, they got regular programming on there. Mm-hmm. But then if you don't want to watch that stuff, hey, I want to watch an old WCW show.
Right.
I want to watch an old ECW show. Just pull it up on that bang, it's right there. Everyone, every pay-per-view, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
For $10 a month, and you get all the new pay-per-views and stuff. Free. You don't got to pay nothing. That's like outrageous.
That is crazy.
That's outrageous.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I keep looking at it, and then you can try it for a week. Mm. Only thing is, if you do sign up for it, they charge you for 6 months in advance, so you can't try it and then be like, okay, I just want to see the pay-per-view this month. So they just hit you up with $60 up front. Mm-hmm. Then after those 6 months up, it's just $10.
Okay.
But if you think about it, though, that's still saving you a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, because the pay-per-views are like $50.
WrestleMania was $60 last year.
Mm.
I think I ended up getting WrestleMania. It was like $60. And also, it's just a great value because those prices probably going to go up, to be honest.
Yeah.
CM Punk is still gone from WWE, which he was one of my...
He just left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he just left.
Oh.
Like, yo, yeah, he's just gone. Like, I'm going home. I don't want to be here no more. He's been gone for about 2.5 months.
What? Wait, yeah. Was he, like, on the show, was like, I'm gone?
He supposedly had did something... He was supposed to be wrestling somebody for WrestleMania, and he didn't like it. And also, Batista came back. Oh, man, I've been gone a while.
Right.
So, Batista came back to WWE, you know.
I know he did, yeah.
And he wins the Royal Rumble. Yeah, he come back, he won the Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan's still getting screwed over, of course. And it was a big WrestleMania thing because it was going to be Randy Orton and Batista.
Right.
Everybody wanted Daniel Bryan to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is moving uptown this week. So now it's going to be Triple H and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. If Daniel Bryan wins that match, he's going to wrestle again that night in a triple threat match. But before that, it's been a lot of people that's like hates the WWE. CM Punk left. He's supposed to he wasn't going to be in the... what you call him? He wasn't going to be in a main event because he went to main event WrestleMania.
Right.
And once Batista came back and he found out that he's going to be main event.
Yeah.
Chris CM Punk was like, I'm just leaving. Gone. So he's been gone. Damn. He left. He's still under contract. Gone. Like, he won't take WWE calls. He left and he's been gone for about 2.5 months, and it's terrible. Nobody don't know if he's coming back or not. They say his contract's up soon in July. But, yeah, he's been gone a while and haven't said anything about coming back. They took him off of dates and stuff like that. I think they still sell his stuff at the shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they took him out the packages at the beginning of the show, and it was show CM Punk. And, yeah, it's terrible. And CM Punk was, like, my number 5 type dude. Now, I do listen to this wrestling show called The Sharpshooters. We gotta give a special shout out to them too. It's a wrestling podcast. Just two brothers just talking about wrestling. It's just fools. They're another set of fools I listen to. Them and the video game jocks are what I listen to. And they just clowns, man. They clowns. So check that show out if you guys haven't. It's called The Sharpshooters. Also check Video Game Jocks out, because those are the two podcasts I listen to, and they're just dumb. It's just straight funniness. But as far as Triple H go, like, some people still don't like Triple H. He's still
kind of running stuff.
And yeah, then he's just doing stuff that's like really, really bad. The Shield is still clean up. The Bray Wyatt, man, I like him.
Okay, I didn't know who the Shield was till actually act Monkey Boy, because I was putting away, I went into Toys R Us and I saw the toys. I was like, oh shit, the Big Boss Man back.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no. And then, like, I looked on it, it's like the Shield. Who the fuck's the Shield?
Yeah. And the Shield's like, he's really, really big.
He's telling me about him.
Yeah, so them and Bray Wyatt and the Shield, the Bray Wyatt family, man, they was good. And it's like they doing stuff now. How many times you gonna have Sheamus and Christian fight? Man, they done fought like 4 weeks straight. I'm tired of seeing
Christian them. Is back.
Yeah, Christian back. And he's saying his t-shirt be saying one more match. One more match. If you listen to the Steve Austin show talking about he got a creep face. He's just too ugly. He got a weird face. He'll never do anything. He's a good guy, but his face is just terrible. He got a face you don't want to bring your daughters around because you don't know they're going to disappear now. Psh, open up a can of whip ass. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. That's another dumb podcast. So, yeah, as far as wrestling goes, hopefully, some people say CM Punk left because he was jealous of Daniel Bryan, which I don't think that's the case, but right. That's another thing. So, as far as wrestling goes,
he just won his part.
Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen in wrestling? You have anything else?
On wrestling, no, because I don't like that much wrestling.
Yeah. Basically, if you don't got the WWE Network, you should get it. Hulk Hogan's back on there now. I don't know if you knew that, but he's been back. He's going to host WrestleMania. Yeah. That's about it for wrestling. As far as other things go, I don't know the last time I was on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So I've been to a couple events. I've been to Monster Truck. Every time I go to Monster Truck, you always see a couple of plumber's cracks, which is terrible, man. But that was fun. I went to a wrestling event here, which was fun. It's just wrestling and stuff.
Was it in your house?
No, it wasn't in your house. It was a house show, but it wasn't in your house. I went to see two of my favorite music acts. I went to see my son, of course, and I went to see Kings of Leon. If everybody don't know, Justin Timberlake is my son. Those shows was good. Justin Timberlake stuff is high, very expensive. Mm. But as you can see, I got a poster up hanging up in my house.
Is that $20?
No, it was 15. But I just say those was two good shows. If you was following me on Twitter, the Kings of Leon show was another awesome show. It was great seats and everything. But before, okay, let's go. Kings of Leon was good, excellent, fine. Okay. So Monday I'm going to the see my son show.
Okay.
Sunday I don't know what I ate. But I know it came from Costco or Sam's Club, one of those places.
Mm.
I ate one of those samples, and it gave me food poisoning.
That had been sitting out for four hours.
Yeah, I gotta throw a couple shots at the, I don't know which one it was. I think it was Costco. Them damn samples sitting out. And of course, oh yeah, I'm gonna go try this. It's the same day I seen the Wii U for the price. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go try this. I'm gonna go try this. We'll try it. It's free. Well, I'm just trying stuff.
That's the problem.
Man, I tried that stuff, man. I was fine whole day. That next morning, oh my goodness, about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. I just don't feel good at all. I'm feeling real bad. All of a sudden, I just start yakking.
You like free food? It's the price. It's the price you go pay.
Man, I was yakking. Man,
your soul is required in there.
I yakked so much, man. It gave me back spasms.
Damn.
And I couldn't move yet. It was bad. And it was the same day I was going to see my son. So I'm in the house, not moving. I can't move. Like, I'm laying on the ground. Like, for hours. You laughing. I'm laying on the ground. Can't move. I'm breaking out in cold sweats and stuff like that. Like, oh, this is going to happen on a day I'm supposed to go see Justin Timberlake. Like, I'm in the house. I'm tweeting about him. I tweeted something like back spasms and poison ain't going to stop me from, food poison ain't going to stop me from seeing my son. So I had some heating packs laying around the house. I threw it on my back. I'm laying on the ground, getting up every couple minutes, man, trying to move. Nope, can't move. I can't bend down and tie my shoes, man. It's terrible.
What the hell? What did you eat?
I don't know what I ate, but whatever it wasn't good.
I don't think anybody was used to whatever you ate.
Man, that shit was terrible. But I think it could have been those cookies, because It was some.
Are they super organic cookies made from all natural?
I don't know. I got those cookies out the house, right?
Yeah, out the house.
All right. I gave the cookies to Valerie, Valencia, and Tum Tum and them, right? So come to find out 2 days later, guess what? They sick.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they hit the house.
I think it was the cookies. I'm glad I got them gone, but it could have been something else. But more than likely, it was those cookies or something on those cookies because I passed them to my mother and that made them sick. And then I was sick before, but I was eating other stuff. Like they had samples out there, and it was just bad, man. So I don't know if it was like I could have ate something there, then I touched one of the cookies there or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was bad. Like, I was yakking someone. It gave me back spasms. I can't move, man.
I ain't glad I ain't eat that shit. But,
it was terrible. But all in all, the shows was great. I made it there. I can't stand up and clap. I'm in the seat moving around, trying to sit still. And, of course, I'm sitting on the end seats, right? So people want to be getting up and stuff, man. I was like, I can't get up, man. So when they say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to go get a souvenir, man, I'm scooting over like this, bending over the chair and stuff. Yeah, man, what's wrong with this dude? And you know what's sad? It's not really sad, man. When you go to a concert, right? So we went to concert. Dude was just at the concert by himself, you know. Like, just there, like, and then he left early. Like, I don't understand getting tickets to a concert and just leave.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
These tickets ain't cheap, fool. You can keep that money.
And also, too, it's like, you kind of knew who you was going to come and see.
Exactly.
It ain't like a movie where you walk in a movie the first time, and it's like, well, it ain't what I thought it was, and I walk out. No, you know who Justin Timberlake is.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, Kingsley. You know how these people are, and you're just going to go leave. I have to say the food and stuff there is still expensive as hell, but they got some. They still got actually the Horizon Center. They got a lot of better food now than they had. They still got Papa John's and chicken tenders and
they got Philly cheese. Fuddruckers across the street too.
Oh, call the police on Fuddruckers. We made it there. I can't walk, man. Oh,
I can't walk, but I can crawl to Fuddruckers.
Yeah, and also I have to give a. I don't know what to call it, but so we end up parking, and we end up going through the construction site, which we don't supposed to.
Yeah.
So we parked in the parking lot. So there's no signs or whatever. So we just start going through construction to get to back on the street. So we cutting through stuff. We going past the paint line and stuff. People sawing stuff. The stuff roped off. So we just, that was not a funny story. We went through the construction site. Bathroom doors and stuff all cut open and stuff. We don't care. We just went through, made it back out to the street. So all in all, those concerts was fun. We got some more bangers coming up soon. Wrestling will be back soon. And we'll touch on that. The circus will be here. So, of course, follow me on Twitter. I'll keep you guys posted on events and stuff I'll be going to. That's another thing I like to do. Go to shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess that's the end of the show. I mean, I don't have anything else.
Yeah. Before we go, end of the show.
Okay.
We got to, I tweeted about it yesterday, but it was our father's...
It's B-Day.
Yeah, it's B-Day. My mother ended up giving him two meals that weekend, Saturday, and one for Sunday, which I don't know why mommy didn't do that. Mommy's weird.
Yeah.
So Sunday, all of us over there. And so my father, he turned 50. Everybody know he's crazy about Dallas Cowboys. This is I don't even understand it. Like,
I don't understand either. He's been like, you know, the Maryland, D.C. area of like
all his life. I don't know why he likes the Cowboys so much. So you can just get him anything Cowboys and he'd be happy.
Yeah.
So, of course, everybody give him gifts and stuff like that. So everybody's giving their favorite memories and stuff like that. Also, we should say our father, since the last time he's on the show, he had something wrong with his heart. And he had to have emergency surgery on it.
Yeah.
And we should say he had surgery, everything went well and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we all know in my family, my father, he loves chips and pretzels.
No, not just any chips and pretzels.
Oh, true.
He's very specific on what he liked. What was it? Like real early, was earlier than we know was the grand famous Martin Chips Honey Barbecue. They was good. Don't get me wrong, it was good. Uh-huh. And Utz pretzels, just a bag of pretzels, no big thing. And he would take these two and he put them in a white bowl with a blue top on it and just kind of mix them all together like Chex Mix. And you know, well, that bowl had its run. By the time that bowl was done, that bowl was like it was imprinted with honey barbecue stains and salt at the bottom. So,
yeah. So yeah, that's one of the things. Our father. So he turned 50. So we all had a party, and yeah. Everybody gave like one of their memories and stuff of him. So of course we had Al Mobo on the show,
right?
We always give shout outs to my father and stuff. He's and he wasn't able to do the show today because mm-hmm. he's at work too.
Yeah, at work too.
So we're gonna dedicate the show to our father, and we're gonna give like one, because we have a bunch. Okay. Give like one of our favorite stories.
Just a real quick one.
Yeah, real quick for our father. I'll let you go first.
Okay, well, like I said, you know, one of the fondest memories I had was he used to work at airport, and sometimes he would take us with him to the airport, and you know, we make little tips and little money and stuff like that on the side. But also too, since you know he worked at airport, we ran into a lot of celebrities. And the two I remember the most is Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, you know, I have no idea where they was coming. Maybe for a show.
Whatever. Oh, we should say the airport was BWI Airport.
I mean.
Oh, you know, we was in Baltimore. So. Yeah.
But still, nonetheless, you know, we just, you know, we saw all these celebrities and we go tell our friends at school and you know, they took it with a grain of salt, but it's like, well, my dad let me say it, so
yeah. He would shut one of the wings down or something. We would run like if one of the wings didn't have anybody, we would run through that whole wing of the airport. Mm. Of course, now you can't do this, yeah. But that was when you know it was less threats. Yeah,
this
and
is
stuff
like 95,
that.
96.
It might have been before that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it would definitely be before that. But yeah, now you can't. Ain't no way in hell they letting us do that.
No, you're not doing that now. You'll probably get arrested. Yeah. 8-year-old kid getting arrested for running around.
So I'll give mine. It's a lot of them. I just give one since we like pretty much like a video game. Yeah. Pretty much all podcasts. We used to play NBA Live. I don't know, on Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis, one of those systems. And we would play, and he would always beat me. He would always, I think he played with the Suns or something. And he always used to shoot. Yeah. And he always used to shoot threes, and he always used to sing the song, "Anything you can do, I can do better." So if I run down there and shoot a three, he going to run down there and shoot a three. As soon as he can run down there and shoot a three, "Anything you can do, I can do better." It used to piss me off when I was a little kid. And now I look back on it. It was fun and stuff like that, but damn, man, you show me no respect.
Yeah,
let a little kid have his shine. You just gonna run down there and shoot a three, and then keep singing a song.
And that's how we learn to talk trash too. So
yeah, so that's all special. It's good to be back. We're gonna try to do these as much as we can, but that's our schedules are just.
But yeah, busy. but once like games come out, we'll have actually more to talk about.
Yeah. So this is Dirty Devil.
That's Dirty Devil. And it's Butterball 20. You know where to find all of us at Xbox, PSN, Wii U, or Twitter, or whatever. Also, too, last shout out. I will be attending the AwesomeCon in the metropolitan DC area. So if you're attending, make sure you have Street Pass because I'll have one by then. But April 17th through the 20th. It's 3 days this time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So from all of us, quick last thing. Shout out, rest in peace, Harold Ramis.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Sure. And we're out. That's it. Peace.
Later.